back. WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively into the most wonderful time of the year. Those of you watching out on our YouTube and our TV channel, Chicken Palooza is here. It's Royal Farms. And I actually stopped by to get chicken the other day, and John Martin's going to be very, very displeased with this, but it is a story that needs to be told with the Maryland Lottery, because things happen. John, where I live and where I work and where I play, the electricity went down. There was a transformer thing happened the other day. I thought I was going to have to eat all the ice cream out of my fridge, right? Everything comes back on. Everything's cool. No problem. We go to get some fried chicken down at the Royal Farms. We went in and my wife's like, it's $375 million. I got to play. She grabs 10 bucks at you. Get here, play the tickets. I'm like, I'm not playing. I can't win. You can play. You win. She goes in. The electronics got taken down, and my wife was standing there pressed against your big, beautiful vending machine. You know, things happen. John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery. My wife did not get to play. She's holding on for the $400 million now, although I'm giving out some Show Me $10,000 tickets on Thursday on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, along with Goodwill and Window Nation. We're doing it at Costas this week. You've been there for the crab cakes. I'm sorry that it was a tale like this, but sometimes, you know, you got to go to the next place where the electricity didn't go down to get your tickets, but we were in a hurry.
That can happen, Nestor, in this wacky world we live in. Every once in a while, even the Maryland Lottery is subject to forces beyond our control. And you're right. Jen's it foretold a story where she can now take that money that she would have spent and roll it into a larger jackpot, $400 million on the Mega Millions trail. So hopefully she'll there'll be a good story there to tell.
Well, there's always a story, though, right? Like, you know, if somehow we would have gone to the next place and won $400 million, there'd be a story. There's always a story that goes into these million-dollar winners. John, you had another one this week, right? I mean, you've got a great story this week. This is fresh, right?
You know, and that's the fun thing about it, because invariably, when you're in the business of handing out money, and few people are, but when you're in the business of handing out money, you always get the public saying, well, I'm on the Eastern Shore. We never win. It's all those people in the big cities that win. And then you have people in the cities that say, well, we never win. It's all the people out in the rural parts of the state that win. So invariably, people are always thinking the other guy is winning and they are not.
Well, we went through Lefty Grove Park out in Western Maryland last, right? We went through, was it $700 million? How much was that one? It was crazy.
$731 million.
It's 31. I've left the $31 million out. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, and then sometimes things happen for reasons, again, totally unexplained. There are parts, there are, again, forces beyond our control. There are parts in the cosmos that focus on a city, and that city happens to be Frederick, Maryland.
One of my favorite cities on the tour. We're going to start the tour there kind of early this year. I got a couple of crab cake places worked out. Be there a couple of weeks in Frederick. Somebody going to make me rich? Somebody buying me lunch when I get to Frederick, John?
You know, Frederick, you're right. It's a great town. It's a great lottery town. It's a great place to visit. Lots of nice little shops to frequent when you're there. But a husband and wife purchased a Show Me $1 million scratch-off ticket.
Now, that's different than this one. This is the Show Me $10,000 ticket, right?
Right, right.
So the million costs more. It's a higher price point, right? It's a $2 ticket.
It's a $20 ticket, and we have tickets all the way up the price ladder, if you will. So the top prize on a $20 ticket, it's there in the name, Show Me $1 million, is in fact $1 million. And this lucky couple in Frederick had a very unlucky but then very lucky story. She, the wife, is a cancer survivor now, so that's the good part of the story.
All right, I like that. That's my favorite story's a happy ending. I love that part.
Yeah, and of course the husband doing the right thing, as all husbands do, bought a ticket, and then the two of them reveled in the wonders of $1 million top prize.
I always think about that. You know, if I give one of these away at Costas, literally, this could be a $10,000 ticket, right? Like, literally, this ticket right here, John, right? This one right here could be $10,000. If that happens at Costas over, a cream of crab and Maryland crab mix, you know, a half and half, somebody sitting there over a cracker and a draft beer at Costas, and they win $10,000, I want to be sitting next to them when that happens, because I think the jaw would drop.
Well, again, I mean, that's a great Fredder story, but wait, there's more coming.
Oh, okay.
Fredder.
All right.
On July 3rd, at our bonus match 5 drawing, top prize on bonus match 5 is $50,000. It is drawn daily. People love to play their favorite numbers. This individual played their favorite numbers not once, not twice, but 6 times. Don't get ahead of me. 6 times the same number, and lo and behold, that number came in. So, Nestor, this is higher math for me. It's a $50,000 top prize, and this individual has 6 of those tickets.
Oh, because they played it 6 times. So they have $300,000. I've done the math on that.
There you go. There you go. $300,000 in Frederick, Maryland.
Well, I hope I get lucky in Frederick, this time around. I mean,
that's
I
had a great show.
Well, that's a different show. Yeah, that's for After Dark. But yeah. But I love Frederick, and I'm looking forward to getting back. I had never really spent a lot of time there other than going to the ballpark. And then they took the team away last year, but it was a long time ago. I went to see the Keys and stuff like that. But lucky Frederick this month. So do these things go through waves? Is it going to be Cambridge or like Salisbury or Chrisfield next month?
Certainly the people in Cambridge and Salisbury hope so. But yeah, you know, it does. You'd go nuts trying to figure it out. You can't throw a dart on the map. You can't do any hocus pocus, but it is a great story when things like this happen, unrelated, but then very much related with lottery winners. And you can get these stories and much more at mdlottery.com to look at local winners in your part of the world.
John Martin joins us. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery. We let ourselves play. We're going to be over at Costas this week. It's the wrap up of this part of the summer tour. I'm going to be doing 31 crab cakes in 31 days, courtesy of our friends at the Maryland Lottery, including some breweries. I've been looking up breweries in Western Maryland, Eastern Shore, going back and forth, trying to encompass everything. And by the way, for those of you who did not participate last year, and John, people come up to me, but I know you know this because you come up to me. Hey, where's the really good crab cake? I mean, which the best one? Where'd you get the really good one? And I've had, I would say, getting on to like 100 different places now that I've had crab cakes throughout the state of Maryland. I haven't had it any in Delaware yet, none in Virginia, none in Pennsylvania. They've literally, I turned one down in Dewey Beach, but I may go back and get it this summer. But I'm trying to go to some new places next month. But for anybody that missed last year, I just want to let everybody know, this month we are releasing every single date, video, picture, story told from last year's Maryland Crab Cake Tour in last August to get people, because I'm not going to go back to the same places. And the places were so wonderful. And I released Leland's from Howard County the other day. It's the phenomenal crab cake down in Howard County, right by Meriwether Post. So I almost forgot about this because it's been 11 months. So I just want to let everybody know we're retrospecting and doing other things. John, riddle me this on sports wagering as we sort of get into the summer here. I know every week you got a little Swark update. You're doing all this stuff here. I've even seen that, and this is kind of amazing to me. A friend of mine's in the sports wagering place. He sends me futures and stuff like that. You can already bet on game week one. You can already go. There's already lines on week one. You know what I mean? Like, it's an amazing thing. Football. These are things I've never thought about. The first week of July is saying, well, you'd have to fly out to Vegas and put your $100 ticket down on the Ravens to win it all. And I saw John Ogden was famously made a bet the other day on the Ravens to win it all. But this is the first summer that anyone here doesn't have to go to Vegas. You don't have to do anything illicit online or anything like that. You got places here that if you're thinking football and you got it on the brain, you can go get involved. You can go make a wager.
Well, you're right. And football grips the mindset of people who choose to get in the sports wagering business. You know, they post lines the day after the Super Bowl, Nestor. You know, if you could have gotten a ticket the day after the Super Bowl on the upcoming season. Why you would do that, I don't know.
Well, it's exotic and you might get better. You might be like when Lamar's hurt, you probably get, I don't know, 25-1 or whatever. Maybe now it's 18 or 16 or something. You probably get better odds early on, right?
Right, right. And it's it is the odds part of it is difficult enough to try to manage. But you know, my role is just to get us to the game, just to get us in the game. And as you well know, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of news to move forward very quickly. We're making glacial gains in progress. But again, those folks interested can go to SWRC.org to get the updates on SWRC.
By the way, I think you're a little hard on yourself, because I remember we started this thing. We didn't even have anything, you know, like it sort of ebbs and flows. But I remember you saying to me last October, it's going to be like it's coming sooner than this. Now it's here. So, and I know mobile's going to be the same way. I mean, you feel bad for the 3, 6, 8, 10 months, however long it's going to be that it's going to take, but it's going to happen around. You're right. I think that that's the one thing that you want to project to everybody is that there is progress happening here, that these things don't just, the lights just don't turn on at, you know, at these five casinos where it's all happening right now.
Yeah, and sports wagering is you know, the same thing as any other thing in life. You know, there's always going to be a group of people who it's not moving fast enough for, and the majority of people you hope understand the process and are tolerant of what it takes to get there. SWRC continues to meet. We continue to do what we can and get people ready, running a parallel track with having our resources available to help people with their background checks on the financial side of things to make sure they're ready to go, so that when SWRC releases their regulations and applications, which we still hope will be very, very soon here this summer, that we'll be ready to go. You know, you don't want to be sitting on the sidelines when your name is called. You want to be ready to go, following the game and get going.
Well, as I pointed out last week, if anybody wants to get a real headache, if you're not going into the business of doing this, you can go to the website and see all the applications, you know, all the things that have to be done, even if you're not, if you're just a player, to say that this is on the up and up and that the right kinds of people are going to be taking your money once you put them into business. And they're, you know, we talk about licensing here with a lot of things lately, especially after Highland Park the other day, that you want to deal with up on the up and up and be licensed and be regulated. And it does take time. John Martin is here. We're going to get the sports wagering up and running. In the meantime, we got crab cakes coming, right? And it's summertime and I'm getting out. Chicken Palooza is going on. I got to plug my sponsors because I've had some fun. They gave me the new shirt here and all that stuff. Give me some new stuff that's going on with the lottery, because you got new promotions, new scratch off stuff happening. And I know we're about this close to getting into the Raven season. The Orioles are hitting home runs. They're winning games. They're doing hit by pitch walk-offs. There's all sorts of, the Orioles have been the best show in town the last 2 weeks for sure. Right.
You know, you have to tip the cap, especially over the last week to 10 days as the Guardians have stumbled a little bit, but the O's are an exciting team to watch, you know, and every once in a while I catch myself, you know, listening or watching and when you have a new team, a fun team, just like when you have new games, it's a fun time at the lottery. We just introduced three new fast play games. And again, as a little refresher, fast play is a ticket that has kind of an instant win feature. It prints off of the terminal or prints out of the vending machine, but it plays kind of like a scratch off. And we introduced three of them right on the 4th of July with a bang, so to speak. See what I did right there?
I do.
So at the $2 point, we have Crazy Eights. Top prize, $8,888. That is crazy. At the $5 price point, a game called Sevens. Top prize, $57,777. And finally, at the $10 price point, Towering Tens. Top prize, $100,000. So look for these three new fast play games, along with our stable of other fast play games. Hopefully that Royal Farms has got the power back on and they're ready to go.
They got it back up. I mean, we just picked up. This is what happened when the power went out. I was boiling water. I was making, of course, right? You were making dinner in the middle of all of this. And we're like, well, let's go. Let's run down to the Rofo. And the lady said, we were making fried chicken when it went out, too.
Well, so yeah.
For summer promotions and all that, I want to give you one more chance because I've led you into the Orioles promotion here. I want to make sure that you do talk about that because we used to do all sports around here. Now we do all sorts of things. The Orioles not just relevant, but also giving away a bunch of your money as well, right?
Well, and there's two things with the Home Run Rich's bases loaded fast play game. The first thing is that we do have a rolling top tier jackpot. And right now, here's breaking news. The jackpot for that game on a top price ticket is over $109,000.
That's a lot of dough.
So if you buy, that is a lot of dough. But if you don't have a winning ticket, you can enter our fabulous second chance contest with the Orioles. And that means that every game we select a player, a contestant of the game. And for instance here, let me give you an example. Where are we today? Who hit a couple home runs? Well, okay. Again, July 3rd, John Hart of Hagerstown.
Okay.
Won $500 for being contestant of the game. The O's hit three home runs, $500 each. Grand total of $2,000 from lucky John Hart in Hagerstown, Maryland on July 3rd. So each day, either each day or night, depending when the O's play, each game, additional $500 for every home run hit. So there are some nights where it's none. There are some
let Austin Hayes or Ryan Mountcastle do the work, man. Make you 109 grand or something, right? Like, right. Let's go deep. That's what I'm saying.
So we have contestants all through the month and will all season long. But again, go to mdlottery.com for updates on home run riches, bases loaded, contestant of the game promotion, and other fun events coming up through the rest of the summer.
I spent a lot of time in Dundalk this week. Everybody knows that. The Heritage Fair, 4th of July, a couple nights down in the beer garden, having a little bit of fun. We're going to be back in Dundalk this week, bringing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, as I would say, home, back to Dundalk. We're going to be at Costas Inn. We got a lot of friends coming over. We're going to stop. I'm going to work on the Crab Imperial, but I have not had a proper fried crab cake at Costas in 1 year since last year's crab cake tour. I'm going to have fried. I've gotten off the fried thing lately, John. People have talked to me about the delicate nature of the broiled crab cake and the slurry. So I haven't really had like a nice old fashioned hockey puck like my mom would do it east side. So I'm going to do that on, I'm going to get double hockey pucks on Thursday over at Costas Inn.
I got to tell you, the last time I was at Costas Inn and I took a couple home for the follow-up, to be able to broil it, and I am no chef in the kitchen by a long stretch, but to have that, there was a little pride in that I put it, you know, gingerly on the broil pan, did it as I was instructed.
Get it up nice and hot. Right. Oh, exactly.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Yeah. I've had friends of mine in Arkansas order crab cakes recently from my partners at Fadley's. And for her birthday, she loves Fadley's because of the mustard flavor. We always talk about the different distinctions. I mean, they're all very, very different crab cakes. They really are. And, you know, fried them up at home. And I've done that as well. Brian Billick ordered from Costas at Christmas last year, ordered a dozen crab cakes, puts pictures up, the whole thing. It's a wonderful, wonderful way for those who aren't here, or even if you're here and you love somebody that lives in Ohio where they can't get proper crab cakes for a Guardians game or a Browns game. You know, crab cakes soothe losing. You know, I did that with the Colts back here in the 70s. I remember that. So crab cakes can soothe. It's going to be a rough one in the northern tiers of Ohio. So sending crab cakes there during football season will make people happy.
If that's the recipe, put me down for a big order. Because I'm
going to
need a lot
away.
Of that.
It's just a click away. I mean, they'll send the cocktail, the tartar, the whole thing. John Martin is here. He is the director of the Maryland Lottery. I give him a hard time. He gives me $10,000 tickets to give away. We're going to be doing that at Costas Inn over some crab cakes with some great conversation. Marshall Weston is stopping by from the Restaurant Association of Maryland, promoting Restaurant Week in September. We're going to be working with a lot of Restaurant Association of Maryland partners throughout August. We appreciate their sponsorship and their love as well. Restaurant Week comes third week of September. I'll be telling you about it throughout the month of August. And if you haven't checked it out, make sure you go to Baltimore Positive and check out all of last year's Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation and Goodwill. John, anything sporty you want to give me this week? I mean, I've given you a hard time. I have an off-the-air story to tell you about something very untoward about the former Cleveland Guardians franchise, but I can't tell that story on the air because it happened to Beer Garden in Dundalk, and it's completely not appropriate. But okay, baseball, sports-wise, are you doing any – I mean, are you all-star gaming? Are you – where are you in this? Because
you mean personally?
Summertime, you can get a lot – did you watch Wimbledon? I mean, are you lost in all this or no?
No. Is McEnroe still playing?
Borg and Lendl last weekend.
Yeah, that's the last time I watched Wimbledon. Johnny Mack.
Really? I had a client. It's funny you'd say that because it was always on my bucket list to go to Wimbledon. I went to the U.S. Open in 1986. I saw Lendl play there. As a matter of fact, yeah, like kidding around about that. I saw Boris Becker, Lendl. I saw Martina Navratilova played 86. Chris Everett was in the quarters. Arantxa Sanchez Vicario a little later on. I saw her in the French Open. I saw Agassi play. So I went to these majors, and I've been to London a couple times. And it's funny, like the sports bucket list. I've done bullfights in Madrid. I've done the World Cup. I've done 28 Super Bowls. There's not like a lot left. Like, I've never been to the Indy 500, but I've kissed the bricks. I've been there. My friend Leonard talked about Wimbledon, and it was on my bucket list, and then I sort of took it off. Like, because it was felt expensive, and it felt sort of like you'd have to go in July, you'd have to be there, it cost a lot of money. Yeah. And it's just, you know, I don't know whether I'd love it $5,000 deep to go be doing it like that. And he did it last week, and he sent me a picture of him eating strawberries and cream, you know, in front of center court. He sent me a little video of it, and he got me all jelly. You know, he got me like, maybe I should put it back on my bucket list. So I'm just trying to figure out my sports bucket list here this summer as time goes. And I sit at home and work on crab cakes.
Well, that's not bad. You know, put it down as a must-see. Maybe next year you and I will go. We'll take the wives.
Well, what was on my bucket list was seeing Shohei Ohtani pitch for the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And he's not pitching. No. Here's the problem. They're in this weekend.
Yeah.
Four games. He's pitching Wednesday night. So I know he's not going to pitch. I want to see him pitch. But I mean, I know he plays the field. He hits home runs, does all that stuff. But, you know, we have a modern day marvel in baseball coming in. So those are sort of the bucket listy. I mean, I'm happy I saw Montana play, and I'm sorry I didn't see Johnny Yu play, and I'm happy I saw Michael Jordan and Gretzky play, right? So yep. I have a little bit of that in me still, I think.
And I'm happy to spend the time with you, Nestor.
John Martin, he is out of here. He's given us $10,000 tickets, potentially. Come on down to Costas. We'll give those away to you to help you win. And next week, you'll have some more Swark information and hopefully more $1 million winners and hopefully some on the Eastern Shore. They're getting cranky over there. You give too much money to Frederick in Western Maryland. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.